Amen.
Take your Bible, turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, if you will. Like that song. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 2, I just got this on my heart. And while I read the scripture this morning, I want to say this, that the only thing the Father accepts is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the only way. There's nothing good in me and nothing good in you. There's no way God will accept us by any works of the flesh or anything. It's all Christ. Everything's about Him. He chose you to salvation in His Son because God to bring glory to His name. That's the whole purpose of God, to glorify His own name and glorify His Son. Amen. Jesus even prayed in John 17, if you read it sometime. Thank God it's the prayer of our Lord. It's not that's the Lord's prayer. Amen. Thank God. But He prayed. He said, notice what He said here. He said, the hour has come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Amen. That was the purpose of God. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest to me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen, buddy. That's the prayer of Christ. That's still the same road, brother. It's still the same way. It's about glorifying Him. And I thank Him for that. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible said, I exhort therefore that first of all, notice He said, first of all, thank God, He said, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. He gets to the class of men He's talking about here, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That was the purpose here of praying, is this God's will. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all. That's what the book says. Amen. Listen, to be testified in due time, whereunto I'm ordained a preacher. Amen. A preacher, thank God, an apostle. That's right. He ordained that upon this man of God. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere. Amen. Not just assembled. Everywhere. Amen. Everywhere. Thank God we have that access. Born again. Amen. By the Spirit of God, friend. Listen. And then He said this, they pray everywhere, lifting up what? Holy hands. Without what? Wrath and doubting. Amen. And so I want to preach a little while. God to help me this morning from these verses to the church. God into the center alike this morning. For in this text this morning, Paul is writing to Timothy in his ministry, and he's telling him that he exhorted them to pray, and supplications, making requests to God, and prayers, and all these things that do with praying and communion with our God, that the God of heaven, amen, use this man of God to give this message, amen, to the pastor or the man of God, which we would call as a pastoral epistle, and he's given this. Everything was given that it might be passed down. Amen. It wasn't just only for him, it was for them whom he ministered to. And he's saying this, thank God for kings. We know kings were in authority in that day, and the prayers were for them. And God convicted me this morning. Amen. I don't know who the kings are across this country, but I know who we need to pray for. And we need to pray for our leaders. Amen. Even though we, my friend, disagree with them, God didn't say pray for them. If you agree with them, God said pray for them. And brother, I felt this morning. We've got the privilege of prayer. We've got the access to God this morning through Christ. What would it be like if all the church, amen, would pray for the president, or pray for the vice president, or pray, my friend, for them in authority, amen? What would it be like? It'd be a difference, I'll tell you that. It might not be a difference in what you want altogether, but it would be a difference in our heart. That's what he's
saying that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. Amen. And the Bible said in the sight of God, amen, good and acceptable. And brother, that's right too. Listen, prayer, amen, changes us. It don't change God. It changes us. It changes within us. Amen. When we pray, thank God, it'll change, amen, our attitude. It changes a lot of things about us. And brother, God said, do it. Let God take care of things. Too many times we're trying to take care of things. And there's more discussion, amen, about how the country ought to be and everything instead of praying, thank God, and going to God about these things and let Him take care of it. Amen. There's nothing you can do with a majority of things, but there's a God in heaven, amen, proven when the Israelites was in Babylon, thank God, friend, they prayed. Daniel prayed and showed the power of God in prayer. And brethren, listen, thank God, when he got thrown with the lions, amen, God shut their mouths up and gave victory, thank God. But the problem in this hour is, amen, we want to try to control the king, and God said, pray for the king, amen. That's right. God have mercy. So how's this thing set up? It's set up by the authority of God. All authority is ordained of God. The government's ordained of God. They not ordained to disobey the commands of God. But at the same time, they are in a position. Amen. We respect that position. I don't respect everything that people say against the word of God. That's not the way it is. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than men. But at the same time, we're to pray for these, God said. Amen. We're to lift them up in prayer and make go to before the throne of grace and have prayer for them. Amen. That's what it said. Did it not say there in the scripture? And all that are in authority. That's what the book said. God said to me this morning, you ain't been obeying me because you're not praying for them that's in authority. Amen. There is a rule. There's a rule of God. And brother, there's laws of God that will work. Amen. If we obey them. And that does, listen. That's just a fact in the Bible. There's a, thank God, covenant of God that we're in this morning. As a child of God, we're sealed into the day of redemption. That's going to stick because God said it. Everything God said is true. Every promise is in Him, yea, and in Him, amen. Thank God, friend, that's where it's at. It's in the promises of God this morning. Amen. He promised eternal life to them that believe. Brethren, you can't. Ain't God get my friend at the hand of God, the covenant of God that was sealed in His Son before the world began. But in time, God brought it to pass by sending His own Son to die for sinners and to die for sin. Amen. That we will have life. And it's all in the covenant of God, friend. Amen. It's there. Ain't God, it cannot be broken. We're sealed to the day of redemption. It's not gonna, my friend, change. It don't change with time. The word don't change with time. We change with time, but He don't change with time. For in Him is no time. He's eternal this morning. Thank God, He always will be. He's the same every day. He don't change on Sunday to Monday. Amen. Every moment, every hour, He's the same. Thank God, He's the Lord, and He won't change. And brother, that helps me to know, thank God, that I can call on Him anytime. Amen. That's right. Don't matter. Thank God He don't slumber nor sleep. Amen. Notice this. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Listen. Now in the context, He's speaking here about them and you pray for. Amen. That's who He's talking about. If you look at that, it's not a period to the end of verse 3. It continues on. It says, who will have all men to be saved. He wants you to pray. Amen. Listen. person. Pray for them that are in the authority. Thank God that they would see the redemptive hand of God. Them men we pray for, that they would see the redemptive hand of God in Christ. Wouldn't it be a blessing, thank God, if God saved them, amen, and changed them, amen, brethren, wouldn't that be great? Listen to me, I'm against abortion. I think it's murder. I think it's the hands that shed innocent blood. I think a life begins at conception. Amen. I believe, thank God, it was in the mother's womb that they were conceived. Amen, brethren, by the seed of the man, the womb of the woman, and the miracle of God himself bringing it together, and God set it up like that, and then a child comes. Amen. Listen, that's a child in the womb. John the Baptist leaped in the womb. God told Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee. It's just a true fact, and it would be a blessing to me, thank God, that they listen, that little old girl you hold, them little girls, brethren, them's miracles of God. You're a miracle of God. It's amazing. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's the hand of God. A man that denies that, he's an antichrist. It's whoever does. But listen, if they change the law, and I hope they do, for the sake of life, for the sake of life. But brethren, they need more than that law change. They need to be saved. That's an eternal thing. Amen. And listen this morning. We need to pray. Wouldn't it be amazing if some of these officials would get saved? And I ain't talking about, my friend, political parties. I'm talking about individual men. That's right, the political end. Amen. Listen, it's just the same stuff. A lot of them, they need to get born again. Thank God, we need to pray this morning. Thank God, the problem with the church isn't in that song said there ain't no prayer today. The reason it isn't because we're not praying the way we ought to. That's where the victory's at. That's where everything's at. Amen. How many things have we done this week that God could have done for us if we'd ask him? We've struggled around and tried to do it ourselves, and we failed God like that, and it don't never work. And prayer, sometimes a last resort. We'll finally go to him and say, Lord, I made a mess of this. I just need you to help me. And when we learn, like a brother testified other night about the test, and Ms. Kayla testified, I ain't got about God helping her with food. Brethren, listen. Amen. Why do we wait to the last resort sometime? And we don't go to him, amen. There's things I absolutely can't do. And some things I can do, I still need to ask him to help me do it. It's the will of God, friend. We need to live our life dependent upon him this morning. And brother, that's when the power pick up in the church. Because without him, we can do nothing. Amen. That's where it's at. If you want it, you can have it. But you're going to have to. And I'm talking about myself now. Amen. I'm talking about myself. And thank God for prayer on your knees in a corner somewhere. Or thank God wherever you pray. Amen. But thank God for prayer no matter where you're at. Men lifting up prayer everywhere without wrath. Thank God you ain't got time to run to your prayer closet. Every time your prayer closet is in you, that's where it's at. Thank God. Pull it up. He's available all the time. Amen. 24/7 in our time. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great mighty things which thou knowest not. Every moment, I'm telling you, whatever the need is, how much more shall your heavenly Father do good things of them that what? Ask him. Amen. God have mercy. Amen. We've learned religion. It's just a bad thing. It's terrible. We've learned it at the church. God have mercy. Religion's the most dangerous thing a man could have. Yes, sir. It all looks like it's real. It's like the wheat and tares. The wheat's the wheat, the tares are the tare, but they look alike. Amen. And he said, let them go together. He said, don't go pluck the tare up. Amen. You'll pull the wheat up. Ain't God, I'll take care at the end. That's religion. Tares ain't drunkards, harlots. It's religious people. Religious people, proselytes from false teaching. Amen. Or professions without a possession. It's sad but true. Are you hearing me? Ain't God, friend, now listen. He said the tares were the children of the wicked one. That's what he's saying. He said the children, the wheat's the children of the kingdom. That's what it is. Two people can be in the same church. Amen. And listen, say the same thing. I told them boys, we talked about worship. Worship has, it don't have externals. Worship's spirit and truth. It's your spirit and truth. It's the spirit of your spirit in the spirit of God. And truth, it's truth, it's fact, it's reality, it's verity. It's what we know. That's where worship is. I've said this. Amen. I heard a man tell me, he said, we really worship God this morning. Ain't God that's running the aisles. I thought that ain't worship. Amen. Worship's inwardly. It might manifest outside, but you can't worship unless you do it in spirit and truth, amen. Yes, anybody can run an aisle. It don't matter who it is. Yes, that's right. You can, but you can't worship in the flesh. Spirit and truth is inward. Listen, the New Testament economy in Christ is an inward work. Yes, sir. Yes, it's an inward work. You can't see it, but by the fruit it's putting out. But you still, listen, friend, it's all inward. It's all inward. You can't. That's why, brother, you don't know what God's doing in anybody's heart but your own. That's right. Listen this morning. Prayer is worse. That's where the attitude of the whole heart changes. Amen. That's where God will bring you to ground. Amen. Of humility and level you out. Amen. That you might have a humble heart and not a proud heart and not a bragging heart, not a boasting heart, and not a contentious heart. Talking about politics, all it does is stir up contention. Oh, absolutely. That's right. Them authorities, them people's in authority, you can argue all day who's right and wrong, and it don't change nothing. What it does, it changes your spirit. Yes, sir. And it hinders your walk. And that's what it does. Listen, that's a trick of the devil. It's just a trick of the subtle one, because all he wants to do is get your eyes off of what you ought to be doing for him. That's where the victory's at. It's in Christ. And if he can get you off him, he doesn't care all day. If you thought you was right arguing about a political view, and it won't change one thing. Amen. But the relationship, listen, friend, of a devil will get in a marriage over money. He'll get over him, brother, and listen, where are you going to eat at? It's just amazing how he can use little things or certain ways you say things or anything like that, and it's just the way it is. It hinders, friend. And what down at the church, I know people argue, amen, about what color carpet you ought to have, and think it don't matter, friend. It wouldn't matter if it's blue, red, or ain't God, my friend, brown. What's it matter? Ain't God, friend, people like that don't understand. They are the house of God. This is an assembly that meets in this place, and we ought to, ain't God, take care of. What does it matter what color the pews are? Amen. No matter. It's just the devil. That's all it is. Amen. He'll attack your mind as soon as you get to praying. He'll say, you ought to be doing this or that. He's going to hinder you much as he can. That's what he said over there in Daniel. He said he talked about the devil hindering him was 21 days or something like that. He couldn't get through, and he finally did. But listen, brother, it's just the way it is. But listen, we ought to pray for these people. Thank God that the light would shine on them and God would open their door, open their heart's door. That's what we ought to do. All I'm preaching is trying to bring the church under subjection of what God says. If we do it, God will bless it. It's just right. Everything God says, if we'll do, he'll bless it. If we don't do it, he ain't gonna bless it. Amen. God have mercy. Somebody come in the back door and say, why do you think about this? And brother, during that election and all that stuff, people want to talk about that more than they did Jesus Christ. Ain't got a thing to do with the Bible. about that kind of stuff. People want to talk about that, everything else. And, you know, they come into the house. Listen, I guarantee if Jesus walked in here in the manifestation of the flesh this morning, amen, he did. He's not going to. He's hearing the Holy Ghost. But if he did, there wouldn't nobody say nothing about it. They wouldn't go up to Jesus and said, what do you think about the election? They wouldn't go up and say that to him. They wouldn't say, well, there's a good deal down at Walmart. Or I caught this amount of fish. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's a mindset. The reason we don't pray like this, and I said we, is it's a mindset. We didn't cast them into hell. And Jesus said, pray for them. Isn't that right? You want to see the power of God in the church? Obey him. Yes, have better maturity in that. Spiritual sense. There's a lot of spiritual immaturity in the house of God because people, friend, think carnal more than they do spiritual. Let's look at verse 5. For there's one God in three persons. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, these three are one. One God. There's one God. He's one God. Let us make man in our image. There's a plurality there. That's right, brethren. Listen, there's one God. There's one Father. Amen. Listen, thank God he said there's one God and there's one mediator. One mediator. Only one mediator between God and man. And it ain't the Pope. It ain't the priest. It ain't a preacher. It ain't a deacon. It's one man. And he's Jesus Christ. And brother, listen, a mediator is one that intercedes. A mediator is one that's in between us. If he had not stood in between us and the Father and compounded difference by reconciliation, we never would be saved. You would never be kept if he didn't stand in between you and God. You never would. You can never keep yourself. There's not enough works you can do. There's not enough good living you can do. Amen. You never will. You never can. There's one mediator between God and me and the man Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's what he's saying here in the prayer. Thank God there's one. There's only one way to the Father. It's through the Son. There's only one way that pleases the Father. It's through the Son. Thank God even Elijah and Moses couldn't please him. When Peter said, let us build three tabernacles. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. It ain't about Moses and Elijah. It's about my Son. Amen. And that's how it is this morning. It ain't about the Baptist. It's about his Son. Listen, I'm glad for being a preacher. And I'm a voice, thank God, to herald a good news. Yes, sir. But it ain't in the preacher. It's in the Son of God. Yes, sir. Amen. That's exactly right. It's not in a man. It's in the man. Amen. It ain't in a man. It's in the man. And there ain't but one the man. And that's Christ. And the only one that has a right to intercede for us is the one that bought us. Amen. Nobody else has a right to intercede. They can't intercede. They cannot go. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living, to make intercession for us. After the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Thank God, not an earthly priesthood. Thank God, a heavenly priesthood. Amen. That's where it's at this morning. Brethren, listen. We taught that in Sunday school. Every man, he said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. That word power there means right. You have a right. God give it to you. It's a God-given right. Yes. Amen, that little old girl, she's in your family. She's got a right.
That's right.
You give her that right.
Yeah.
You give that young lady back our right to come in your house,
yep.
Amen, thank God, as a child of yours, and right. Have a right to what you have. Amen. Thank God, it's more to being saved what most people think. Yep. Amen. You have a right. That means that he's got an inheritance. Everything he's got's ours. We're joint heirs with Christ. Everything. Brethren, listen, because of him, I can have anything he's got as a child of his. Amen. I'm telling you, he made it that way. Thank God he made it that way. Ain't no need to live powerless. Thank God he's got what we need. Amen. If you don't go get it, you ain't going to have it. He said, but as many, he opened it up to Gentiles, really. his own received him not, but as many as received him. Amen. Jew, Gentile, as many as received him. Yeah. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Thank God. Your daddy did. When you was born in his family, you became a right to, amen, of a child of his. You had access to what he has. He said, you're, this is what he said. He talked about, he said, you're, how much more sure your heavenly father, if your earthly father wouldn't give you a stone if you asked for bread, and he wouldn't give you a scorpion, you ask for fish. Amen. How much more sure your heavenly father give good gifts to them that ask him? God have mercy. We sit in the house like God dead as a hammer. Amen. Don't have no fire of God, no desire of God. Going through life in a ritual. Amen. Go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. Go to the prayer meeting. Most people, amen, on Wednesday, go home. Come back on Sunday, go home. And we don't get nothing. It's because you don't look for nothing, ask for nothing, and want nothing. And if you come expecting nothing, you'll leave. You won't leave disappointed. Appointed, amen. And it ain't in me, it's in God. It's in his son, the mediator between God and men. Thank God. How much more shall he give you? If you ask him this morning, you're his child. Luke 11:13 said, how much more shall he give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Huh? Hey, ask him this morning, you ask him again. Lord, I want the presence of the Holy Ghost in my life. No, you're saying, I hope preacher got him. Well, if you got him, maybe he'll get off on me if I don't. That's the way it works. See, that's how it works. When somebody got a hold of God, they had boldness over there. They was praying. It said the place was shaking where they were assembled. They had a right by the God-given right to enter into the throne of God and pray. Me and my wife's got a right that God give us by his authority and his goodness of God to hold hands in prayer and agree in prayer and believe God. That's right. Yes, sir, buddy. Let me ask you this here. Why did he say giving honor to the weaker vessel? He's talking about giving honor to the wife unto the weaker vessel, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. Why? Because you can't pray right if you ain't right.
Yes, that's true.
You can read the Bible, but you can't pray. You can go to the Bible, you can be at odds with your wife or another brother in the church, and you'll get to read your Bible, and you can read it, and listen, it'll be law letter reading. But brother, you get down to pray, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, will show up on you, and he'll say, hi, hey, what you doing here for? You got to get it right with her before you pray. Amen, listen, that's the way it is. God set it up like that, and where you go? You go to your mediator. He took my case. Amen. He said, listen, ain't God, I said, that old boy said, amen. He got a burn. He was, ain't got the law. Amen. He said to his lawyer, he said, I had to say anything. He said, no, just sit there. I'm taking care of it all. That's what Jesus did. He took care of it all. That's right. Amen. He took care of it all. In fact, he took care of your place on Calvary. That's right. This is what he did. I was guilty and should die the death because of sin. He said, Joel, get out of the way. I'm going to take your punishment. And all I did was step aside. He took the punishment, took my, thank God, my death, amen, and punishment. And he said, I said, what do I do now, Lord? He said, go free. Amen. Go free, thank God. I'm the mediator. I'm the one that took your place. Boys, I'm telling you, thank God that's praying, seeking after God. He's already done it. Well, you got to believe him. Amen. Listen, John said, he that whosoever believeth in him, once that happens, you're his. Amen. One mediator, thank God. Ain't but one in between this morning. That's his son, Jesus. Amen. Can I tell you this? It's no excuse for loose living. No excuse.
None.
Let me tell you this. You can live as close as you want to, and it'll bless you in the fellowship, but it'll never change your standing. It's all in Him. And then the next day you could live so carnal and you ought not to. And it don't affect your standing. It affects your practice. It affects your fellowship.
Yes,
but it will not take away the acceptance of God through His Son. Brethren, listen, I know he'll say we preach a sin in religion. That's a lie. Amen. They sin as much as we do. Amen. That preach that. Brethren, listen. Amen. I ain't wanting to see her, but it still falls short. Amen. And you do too. But brethren, listen. In my acceptance with God ain't based on me. It's based on what Christ done.
Amen.
If you can believe that, you can get saved. That's what grace is. Grace is the favor of God upon the undeserving. People don't even know about grace. That's that Pharisee in that house, that woman come in there and wept over the feet of Christ, and her tears, thank God, melted on His feet and took the very hairs of her head and wiped them and kissed His feet. And that old sorry religious person said, if you'd know what she was, you wouldn't let her do that. He don't know nothing about grace. He don't know nothing about that prodigal son, elder brother. He didn't know nothing about grace. He said, you never done this for me. That's right, friend. Somebody knows about grace. Us, that's thanks be to God. I experienced the same thing. He had mercy on me. He had forgiveness on me. That's what grace is. Amen.
Amen.
God have mercy. Look at the next verse and I'm through. I'm about through here. Notice what he said in that verse there. Thank God he said this in 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself a ransom.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He gave himself a ransom. He's the one that paid the price. Look at this. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. But his testimony, sure. His death, brother, listen, was the all, that's what it took to pay for sin. There's no more payment for sin. There's no more offering. Can I give you this? God ain't interested in your offering. He's interested in what His Son offers. Amen. The Old Testament they offered up. He's been offered up once. What's He interested in? Your submission. Your submission to His person and will. That's what He's interested in. It's just like this. Them boys and Anna, they're your children. But you know what blesses you more than anything? Their willingness of submission instead of forced submission. That's right. When you willingly obey God when nobody else ain't looking, and you do it from the purity of your heart, and you do it because you love the one you're doing it for, that's when the blessing is. That's when the blessing is. What can you offer God? He's already offered you everything. Amen. That's right. You gave yourself because He gave Himself. Everything's Him first. The drawing's first. You came to Him because He drawed you first. No man can come to God unless God draw him. And the draw is on the inside. And brethren, listen. He already done it. He said, I gave myself a ransom. Amen. He paid the price for sin once that you might be saved. Listen, you want to have God with you. He's already with you if you're saved. But I'm talking about in presence. Pray. Pray. I told God this morning, I failed Him more than one time. I had a lot of confession this morning after reading this scripture. But I'm just saying this. Whatever the need is, why don't you ask Him? Why don't you pray? We need to pray. Amen. That's where it's at. You can change God. You change yourself. God, if you unite with God. If Jonathan Robinson come to me and said, preacher, I need $1,000. But I want you to agree with me in prayer to the Father through the Son. And before I ever pray, it's already set aside for you. But he said, I'm going to give it to him because they asked me. Now, if he don't ask me, it's still going to be set aside for him. Huh? But because we ask him in agreement and prayer, we'd agree on what he's already set in his will. Because he ain't going to give you everything you want. But he knows your need. And even sometimes he gives us our wants. But listen, we agree in prayer. God opens the windows of heaven, gives you $1,000 because that was already set. And we already agree in prayer that God's going to do it. But if we don't ask him, you ain't going to get it. That old fella come to me the other day. I was getting gas, and he come up and He said, I'm hungry. He said, could I get something to eat? I said, yeah, after I get through pumping this gas, I'll meet you in there and give it to you. I'll buy it for you. I turned around, he wasn't in there. He wasn't wanting nothing to eat, he's wanting money. If he'd asked me for money, I wouldn't give it to him, unless God told me. But I'd feed him. I'd have went in there and bought him whatever he wanted. If he'd have wanted a bigger hamburger than what I'd eat, thank God I'll buy it. Amen. That's the asking end of it. But it's going to have to be in accord with what I say in my heart. And the same thing with God.
Yes.
When you ask God for something, it's going to have to be in accord to what he says and what his will is for your life. And if you strike gold with him, thank God, strike it. Because he's a God that's got all things. And he ain't broke. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, thank God, if he can give you little things, he can give you big things. It don't matter whatever your need is. He's able this morning. And brethren, I'm telling you the reason we don't have a lot of things. And I'm not talking about earthly things altogether. I'm talking about whatever we need and desire. That's what prayer is, really. It's communion with God from the heart. Supplication's asking.
Yes, sir.
Intercession's just saying, I'm going to pray for that them dear people that's sick. I'm going to intercede on their behalf and agree in God that God touch and heal them.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to be carnal what I'm about to say, but if it's on his table, it's going to come to pass. And it might sit there to eternity till we get out of here, and he'll say, looky here what you could have had.
Yes, sir.
Looky here what you could have had. But you didn't ask me.
You didn't ask.
It ain't taking away salvation, but I'm going to tell you what. There are some things you could obtain if you'd ask.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let's stay, and I appreciate you hearing me this morning. God have mercy on us all. Dear Father, thank you, Lord, for truth. I thank you, God, for this good passage. God, my heart, Lord, desires, God, this morning, Lord, God, do what I